This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition. You're with Uma and Ezra, and this evening we'll be speaking about current commercial radio landscape in Malaysia. Now, Commercial Radio Malaysia, CRM, was formed in 1994 with a mission to serve, promote and work for the collective interests of the commercial radio operators in Malaysia. Now, joining us in the studio today is Kut Siakar, President of Commercial Radio Malaysia, CRM, to tell us more about the current commercial radio landscape in the country. Welcome to the show, Kut Siakar.
Thank you. Very cekak when you talk.
Well, we try. I mean, we're figuring this whole radio thing out. I mean, Uma and I have only been doing this for like
a handful of years,
really.
You're still babies.
Yes. And Kut Siakar, what has your relationship been with radio? I mean, let's you know, go back away from the official titles of it. What's your relationship with radio like?
I first decided that I was going to be in radio when I was 14. After that, it was just visualizing that I would be in radio. By the time I was 19 or 20, I was as a part-timer and never looked back, really.
And what were your first roles, or what were you sort of trying out? Were you trying out sort of different announcing roles? Were you keeping?
Yeah,
did you go
yeah.
in as a producer?
I mean, from the bottom up, really.
Wow.
From the bottom up.
That's
yeah.
brilliant.
And I didn't, you know, unplug or plug in cables. I didn't do that. But yeah, I mean, first it started with you know, rehearsing with a round hairbrush in front of the mirror when I was 14.
Oh well.
Listening to Casey Kasem and the American Top 40.
Of course.
Oh, nice. You know, recording onto cassettes. You know, we all know what 2B pencils are best for.
For,
so
exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly, yes.
Dubbing and doing a mixtape was the key thing to any wannabe.
Don't diss it. It takes special skill, especially to splice the tape together.
That's true.
You know?
And then occasionally you do your own little VOs as well for your friends.
I know, birthday parties, then you and school days, canteen days, sports days, you know, like, yeah, you were the bomb. You were like the coolest kid because you had the boom box, you had the cassette mixtapes, which you took 2 weeks to put together.
To put together.
Yeah, man.
It's a great way to woo girls, I tell you.
Mm, well, I wouldn't know. I went to a girls' school, so and that was not my priority.
Aww.
So. And so how has, I mean, you mentioned Casey Kasem. I mean, a lot of us grew up with Casey
Kasem,
right?
We all grew up with Casey Kasem. Yeah. He was around for so long.
Yeah. And
Patrick, for me, actually, when I was a kid, very, very small kid, you know, for me, one of the highlights was, you know, Sundays.